Hey, so this week we're talking about the fourth type of personality trait or character trait to avoid in women. Guys, if you are dating seriously and looking to marry, this is the type of woman that you may need to avoid. And this woman is a woman with no goals. She's goalless. She has no ambition. She has no drive to be better, to do better. She is content where she is. But it's not because she's truly content. It's because she has a fear of failure. It's because she's afraid to try. This is the woman that has tried before and failed and says, I'm good. I'm good. I'm gonna stay right here. I'm gonna stay right here. This is the young lady who tried to leave home and it didn't work out and had to come back. And so she said, look, I'm just gonna stay at mama's house. I'm just, yeah, I can't deal with all that again. And you think, oh, well, that's good that she stayed with her mom, but her mother's not sick. If her mother was sick and she stayed with her mom, okay, cool. So it's one thing to be staying at home, I'm saving money, you know. I have a goal. I'm saving to buy my first house. I'm with my mom to save money. A goal to buy my first house. But to say I'm staying with my mom because I'm afraid to leave and try to be an adult. But then you also say, hey, I want to be married. They don't go together. Because one day you're going to be somebody's mother. And so you have to learn how to be self-sufficient, even though you still live with your mom. You got to learn how to set goals, how to execute them and carry them out, because that's part of being a parent. And that's part of being productive in society. And so even though it's scary, it's just something that we have to do. And so fear of failure is real. There are a lot of people who have tried and failed and refuse to try again, whether it's love or whether it's projects or whether it's finances, whether it's you bought a house, it foreclosed, and now you're thinking, yeah, I can't go through that again. Or maybe you went out and got your own car, had your own note. And the notes and the insurance and all that got to be too much. And the car got repossessed, and you're thinking, man, I'm scared to try that again. That is fear. So we are not going to allow fear to control us. So, Minister Yo, how do we deal with a lady that we're dating who is afraid to try again because she's afraid? Well, what I would say is you need to encourage her that being in a position where you have failed doesn't make you a failure. It just makes you human. And I would encourage her to look at it as not failing, but learning. And look at every experience and say, okay, well, that didn't work out. But what did I learn from it? And what can I take from this situation to make myself better the next time I try it? And then just try it again. Because who knows, the next time you try it, it may be successful. The fear limits us and it causes us to shrink and to cower down and to not be what God has called us to be. And, you know, to be honest, there are people who are called to our story, who are called to our voice, our testimony. And if we cower down in fear and we don't share and we don't do and we don't strive and we don't grow, then those people will never hear our story. And they're going through the same thing and they won't know, hey, there's hope on the other side. So you have to try again. You have to make a goal. You have to execute it. You must meet that goal, because on the other side of execution is not just freedom for you. It may just be freedom for someone else. And you may just find your purpose on the other side of fear. So that's motivation in itself, to just keep going, keep trying, keep striving, keep failing. You may fail, but you are not a failure. Learn from your lessons. Get counseling if you need to. Yes. Look up scriptures on fear and understand that God has not given that to us. That's the trick of the enemy. And you are more than a conqueror. You can do it. You cannot be this way. And a guy would say, yeah, this might help me. Because like, you can't help them carry out goals. What if you meet a man and you get married and he wants to set the goal of starting his own business, and he needs you to help him figure out how to set a goal, how to work the plan and execute it. And that's something that you've never done. You never know. We're called to be helpers. And that may be the area where you're called to help your husband to be. So this is an area that we need to get in line with and learn how to set goals and execute them to the glory of God, be better people, and be that good thing that our fiancés are looking for. Because you can't just confess, I want to get married, but then you not work to be the kind of woman that is marriage material. So, you know, all is not lost, guys. If you have a woman in your life and she has lost her ambition, her voice, her doesn't know her purpose, doesn't know how to set goals, all is not lost. If she's willing to be coached, there are many life coaches out there. And find her a life coach and get her connected, and she will be able to be coached practically and through the word, and she will be able to get on track. And then you will find out what an amazing woman you actually do have. That's my best shot. This is the end of the four-part series where we discuss the four types of personality traits or character traits to avoid while dating if you're serious about getting married. The first one was the easy woman who is easy to sleep with. The second woman is the controlling, jealous woman. The third type of woman is the woman with no boundaries, that's a pushover, that has no opinion. The fourth type of woman is the woman with no goals, the woman with no ambition. These are the four types of women to avoid while dating if you're serious about getting married, if you're serious about finding your boo thing. Now, these type of women can be helped with counseling and coaching if they're willing to get help. All is not lost. But if you see it coming and they're not willing to change, don't just hang around wasting time. They're not willing to change. That's a red flag. You can pray for them, but it may be time to cut your losses and move on. I hope this helped you. Until next time, go in God.